This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's strong and ready to go. The words of former President Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, ahead of Mr. Trump's historic arraignment in Manhattan.
One thing I can assure you of as I sit here today, there will be no guilty plea in this case. That's one thing I can guarantee you. I don't think this case is going to see a jury. I think it's going to go away on papers. I think there's a legal challenge that will be made and should be made successfully.
He was on ABC's Good Morning America. Former President Trump is facing criminal charges next hour in the hush money investigation. The AP's Mike Sisak at the courthouse on what happens next to Donald Trump.
He will formally be read the charges. He will finally understand exactly what is in this indictment, which has remained under seal until this proceeding today. He will likely enter a plea. His lawyer has already said that he is going to plead not guilty. They may ask to have it thrown out. All told, the actual time we may see Donald Trump in court could be as little as 10 or 15 minutes. It's an extraordinary moment seeing a former president in a courtroom facing criminal charges.
A sign the job market's starting to cool a little. The number of job openings slipped to just under 10 million in February. That's the fewest in almost 2 years. President Biden says he looks forward to hosting the NCAA men's and women's championship basketball teams at the White House, the University of Connecticut, and Louisiana State University. But he appeared to shut the door on suggestions by the First Lady that the defeated Iowa women's team be invited too. A Chicago firefighter died this morning battling a house fire on the city's south side. Firefighter Jermaine Pelt's adult daughter found out her father had died while she was on her honeymoon. He also had a six-year-old. Parts of the South and Midwest could see more severe weather, hail, and maybe tornadoes today and tomorrow. This is AP News. A former top aide to a Maryland governor is dead after an FBI manhunt.
Roy McGrath was at one time the chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. He became the subject of a three-week manhunt when the Florida resident failed to show up for trial in Baltimore on corruption charges on March 13th. Attorneys for his family confirmed that McGrath died Monday after a confrontation with FBI agents in a commercial area on the outskirts of Knoxville, Tennessee. An FBI email said McGrath was wounded during an agent-involved shooting and taken to a hospital. He resigned in 2020, just 11 weeks into his job for Hogan, and pled not guilty to an indictment in 2021. He was accused of lying about the governor's approval for a severance payment of over $230,000 as the head of Maryland's Environmental Service, in addition to allegedly embezzling roughly $170,000 in expenses. Hogan said he and his wife were deeply saddened by this tragic situation. I'm Jennifer King.
Gas is up to $3.50 a gallon now. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.